It's All Things Considered, member-supported Hawaii Public Radio, and I'm Dave Lawrence. This Sunday, Ocean Aid is happening at the Waikiki Shell. It's a benefit for ocean preservation with CeeLo Green, Fishbone, Bootsy Collins, and the Ohio Players, among others. Plus, it even offers free admission. Check lovethesea.org or hawaiipublicradio.org for details. We got a chance to speak with longtime Ohio Players drummer Diamond Williams, who explained some of the ways musicians impacted each other during their formative years.
I think everybody influenced one another. It's like if you saw on the show last week where this group was doing something, playing a lick or whatever, when they went around, you was playing their lick, you know? It's like you try to incorporate what works. Everybody at that point had shows, not just a performance. It was a show. Shy Lights, Dramatics, the Stylistics, and all of those groups had influence even on bands because they were out there giving a show. In most cases, the bands behind those doo-wops, they'd be in the shadow just playing, and the doo-woppers would be the steppers.
Right.
But then when you saw a band like the Shy Lights band, they gave just as much as a show as the Shy Lights did. And it was like, now they were more of an influence on the Ohio Players than very possibly George Clinton. George Clinton had a style of funk that was undeniable. And I don't want to say easily duplicated, but it could be duplicated. But George Clinton was a show. He put on a show more or less with an array of all kinds of things. It was like the circus is full here, okay, as far as what was going on there with costuming and personalities and hairdos and whatever, and even the fragrance of the environment. It was all a circus there going on. But the Charlottes, they had that classy type vibe about them with their performance and also the band. So I think we more or less generated in that vein right there, a classy show, and not to be so extraordinary with either our costuming or the things that were going on the stage.
Who were some of the bands, Diamond, that you guys toured with or shared the stage?
You can't share a stage and not mention the fact of the King of Soul, James Brown, and we did that several times with him, and there was magic everywhere. I got a funny little story. The last show we did with the Godfather, Indiana, James was on the side of the stage, and I come off the stage. James said, "Diamond." I said, "What?" He said, "Man, why do you play Brick House?" I said, "James, because that's the Commodores." He said, "Damn, sure we is." So it's like, yeah, James, that's not us, okay? Yeah, these guys out there, the band is always slammed.
Maceo and Fred,
yeah,
out there.
Maceo, guys, come on, man, you know. But some of the other bands, George Clinton, Parliament Funkadelic, Kool & the Gang, Commodores, Marvin Gaye went across the country and did 40 or 50 dates. We were very fortunate to do 20 of them, co-starring for Marvin Gaye, and that was a treat. Never had I seen a person in my life. I used to try to come home and emulate him. He would open up his arms and people would fall down and pass out. I said, how does that happen? What is he doing? Of course, I had some fun to see him because Marvin was a drummer likewise. And he happened to give me a compliment one night, not knowing it was he was talking about. So those kind of nights. In New Orleans, we were the first show to open up the Superdome with the Jackson 5.
Wow.
We had 80,000 or so of the Ohio Players was part of that bill. In fact, we had an occasion to play with Jackson 4 a couple years ago, and we were reminiscing about shows that we had together. They actually came here to our office and shot some pool. And Jermaine just told me last year, he said, "You know, we always wanted to be like the Ohio Players." I said, "What?" It's like, are you kidding me?
That is no surprise whatsoever, considering the Ohio Players' reputation. Great storytelling today from Diamond Williams, Ohio Players drummer. They are Sunday at the Waikiki Shell. Ocean Aid, benefit for ocean preservation with lovethesea.org. Grateful for your time and hope you enjoyed talking, Diamond.
Yeah, man, you asked very reasonably stuff, and it was very interesting.
I look forward to seeing you when you come to town.
Well, thank you so much. I look forward to seeing you likewise, all right? You be well.
You too. Travel safe. Aloha.
All right. Aloha, this is Diamond Williams from the Ohio Players. We are on fire with our friend Dave Lawrence.
Oh, gonna go.